right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are. Today is Tuesday, May 26th of 2020. May the 26th be with you.
We're almost done, everyone.
Yeah. You're about to get through this whole deal. Welcome to, did I say Monday?
Did you?
I think I did say
Monday.
Well,
it kind of feels like that, doesn't it?
I don't know. For sure. It's like, oh my goodness. Why do we have to have Monday on a Tuesday? And I started thinking that maybe we need a day off after a holiday.
After every holiday, we need a day off.
Because this is the holiday. Memorial Day is the holiday where you're supposed to be outside.
Yeah, no, definitely. Maybe we need a holiday for aloe vera.
Yeah, that could be it today.
You're a little red this morning.
I used a ton of sunscreen, too.
Really?
But literally, we were outside, you know, much of the day. Because it was pretty, it was warm. Kyle wanted to swim and stuff like that, so we kind of bounced in between home improvement projects on the inside and outside in the pool. And I'm a little bit crispy.
Crispy.
And I'll tell you, when I knew I was crispy, because I didn't really realize it last night. I thought, oh man, sunscreen worked great. And I woke up at about, 1:30 in the morning. And I felt like my body was on fire.
Like leather.
It felt awful. And I'm like, I went and checked the air to see if maybe we accidentally had the heat on. Nope, just my body on fire. So that's how I feel this morning. Kelly celebrated a birthday over the weekend, and the first thing I realized as I pulled up was it looks like her car isn't the same.
My present was a flat tire.
So that's how she kicked off her birthday. Welcome to 43.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll get there one day.
Oh, hush.
What?
You're already there.
Oh, that's true. Luke Bryan, Crash My Party, is on Brandon Baxter in the morning. And yes, today is Tuesday morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Thanks for getting up. Today's Tuesday. If you're confused, I'm confused. I have no idea what's going on. I don't even know if I'm fit to be here today.
Right.
Like, why am I here?
I feel the same way.
I hope y'all feel the same way. It's like, what are we doing? We're just going to play a lot of music today.
Yes, that sounds good.
We're going to play so much. I'm going to nap for a minute.
Oh.
And then when I wake up, we'll come back on and tell you stuff. Does that sound good? That's how the day is going to be.
Let's throw one back on This Day in Country Music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 1992, and Sawyer Brown had the number one song in country music on this day. That's not the right song. Just kidding. Pulled the wrong one.
Although I do like that song.
I like that one too.
Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls do.
I love this song. This was partly my plan to give me some energy to start the show.
I yielded and asked if you would like a ride.
Oh, yeah.
When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me. I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink paradise.
Oh yeah, here we go. Sawyer Brown.
Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do.
I tried to memorize the lyrics in 92. I did. I wrote them down. For some reason, I wanted to know every word to this song. Does that tell you something
about...
You wanted
everyone to know you're not white trash.
Yeah, that's it, man. I might look like it, but I will admit.
Well, good old boys don't get no breaks, and rich boys think they got what it takes. There's someone for each of us, they say.
I guess it's your 10th grade, right?
Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too. Oh, but some girls do.
Not many. I found one, though.
Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do.
Yeah, they do, man.
I said some girls do.
You know what? They like boys like me.
You know some girls do.
Wait for it. Here it comes.
Like boys like me.
I'd yell that.
You know some girls
do. I'd pull into the parking lot.
Wow.
At the school.
Some girls do.
Nobody responded.
Maybe that's why.
Sawyer Brown, Some Girls Do, number one in 92.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip
on Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. So not only do they have a new collaboration together, but the new music video is out for Rain On Me. So if you haven't heard the song yet, here's what it sounds like.
Confess, I bet I listened to this song 20 times this weekend.
I did too. It's a great workout song too. Yeah. Like if you're going to walk somewhere in your neighborhood, but it's crazy colorful. As far as the video goes, there's tons of dancers, rain, but the video is just as good as the song. So yeah. If you want to see the video, we have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
We finally found something over the weekend that Tom Brady does not excel at, and that is golf. So there was this charity golf match, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning. They took on Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. Right? So the ultimate thing, the overriding thing about this is they raised more than $20 million for COVID-19 relief playing golf. The takeaway was, number one, Tom Brady split his pants at one point, which would probably happen to me. You go to pick up the ball, pants rip right down the middle. And they say that for the most part, he was bad. Like, not just kind of bad, but like really bad. He got lucky on a couple of shots, but anyway. They say Tom Brady. He took it in stride, but the idea was that a lot of people were like, man, I think I want to play Tom Brady in golf as bad as he is. Again, $20 million raised over the weekend for COVID-19 relief.
Gotcha Gossip on Kim Kardashian West. Kim and Kanye have a lot to celebrate. She went to Instagram over the weekend to celebrate her 6th wedding anniversary with Kanye. She shared some older pictures taken with Kanye and captioned her post by saying, 6 years down, forever to go, until the end.
There you go. And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I'm going through my photos from over the weekend to see if there's anything I want to post, right? I did a couple different selfies because we have new lighting in my house now in some spots, and the lighting's better. So I'm like, I can do more videos here. Also, I posted, I saw this picture. I'm not going to post it, but I bought a vacuum over the weekend because it was on sale. Like, literally, the only reason I bought it is because it was a deal. Like, we have a vacuum.
But why did you get another one?
Because it was a deal. I walked by a friend of ours inside Wally World, and she says to me, hey, Brandon, you want to buy this vacuum? I'm like, I don't need a vacuum. She's like, but it's only $30. I'm like, well, it says pet hair, and we have pets. And she said it was originally $130 sold.
What if there was a problem with it? Have you even tried it yet?
Well, because we have one. I have a backup now. It was only $30.
You have a backup.
Just in case. Also, I bought new swim shorts over the weekend, and I was so excited.
How'd that go?
Well, I didn't try them on because you can't try them on in the stores.
Oh, yeah.
So I was walking through. I needed different stuff. I thought, you know what? I'm going to look at these swim shorts and see. Because I think the last time I bought swim shorts probably was about 2005. And
that's
they're different.
Probably my
now.
Husband too.
So they're different. Mm-hmm. They look different. Yes. The fabric is different. Uh-huh. Now I look back on the ones I've wore that I've had to try to squeeze into, and it was almost like I was wearing a tarp.
A tarp.
Because they're so soft now.
Yeah.
And they have to be above the knee. Because like Leslie was, she finally admitted she's been a little bit embarrassed about my swim shorts for a long time. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize I look like an old man out there in these flowery pink swim shorts. You probably can picture them. They're white with flowers.
I think that you had them on that time that we all came over.
Yeah, because they were the only ones that would fit.
Yeah. Huh.
So I finally have new ones. Y'all should come over and see my new swim shorts.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Welcome to Tuesday morning, May 26th. It feels like Monday. I feel like somebody ran me over with an 18-wheeler. Roll on. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's like,
and you're almost on fire as well.
I'm on fire. I'm tired. Somehow, over the course of the weekend, I was able to sleep in until like 8 o'clock every morning.
Ooh.
Which literally is like 4 hours more of sleep than I get on a regular
basis.
So
much sleep.
Which is like double. So I felt great all weekend. And then I come in here today, and I feel like a zombie. I feel like I'm on The Walking Dead. So, anyway, maybe you'll relate. Maybe not. Maybe you were smart. Maybe you drank plenty of water last night. I guess we're out of water at my house because I didn't drink it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So over the weekend, we were, you know, kind of doing a bunch of stuff. I told you we were outside quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And because we were outside, that meant that I was going to get to control the music. And my music included, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of Lady Gaga, Ariana.
Love it.
Played a whole bunch of Eric Church over the weekend.
Guys like me drank too many beers on Friday after work. Our best blue jeans have skull rings. We wear our boots to church.
That's good, right? So I also played a bunch of Michael Jackson.
Just kiss me, baby, and tell me.
Because I started dancing by the pool. I was like, I'm not real crazy about this, Dad. But it's because I was dancing.
Of course.
I said, Kai, come dance with me.
No, Dad, I don't want to.
Thanks, buddy. Way to have a party. Hey, Leslie, come dance with me. No. Like, am I the grossest person on the planet?
You were just Whitney Houston wanting someone to dance with you.
I want to dance with somebody. Nobody was there for me. On this day, though, it was, 26 years ago, Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley.
Do you remember that? Everybody was like, what?
I know.
But it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Like, that was such a big story because you had the king of pop marrying the daughter of the king of rock and roll, right?
The crazy thing was when they had that video, the You Are Not Alone video.
Ooh, I forgot.
And she was in it with him. And I remember I could not quit watching the video because it was so awkward.
Right.
And I kept like, I wonder if they're acting or if this is real. Because they were acting very lovey.
I don't know if we know that. And I think maybe it was an award show, the Grammys or the MTV Video Music Awards where they kissed. And it was like the weirdest kiss.
People went nuts.
And like our deal was, like the question was, maybe he married her just so he could find out more about Elvis.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, hey, what would your dad do? Yeah. You know?
Right.
But it was very weird. It was this day, 26 years ago, Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley. Also over the weekend, Tiger King, still kind of big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carol Baskin put some stuff for sale. They have these trading cards. And they only ran a limited number, 400 trading cards. They were autographed by her and her guy, right?
Yes.
So they sold these for $100 a piece. So do the math. 100 times 400.
Mm-mm.
She made $40,000 in 24 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how fast they sold out over the weekend.
Brandon, we've got to get some trading cards.
So I think I'm going to do that. We have 8x10s. We're going to autograph them today. And they are $100 a piece. We will also provide a video message with this.
Yes.
Because so many celebrities do cameos and I've seen Looped Live. Like, hey, I'll FaceTime you for $100. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's out there. We'll put it out there. If anybody wants to FaceTime us, $100. Yeah, phone lines. Nobody's calling. Weird.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, you would think someone who works with police on a regular basis would be better at figuring out how to pull off a crime, but then there's this guy. His name is Jerry Brown, and he's captain with the fire department in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, he was. Back in March, he robbed a bank. He wore a mask, but the employees were pretty sure that they could identify him. And it turns out that's the bank he goes to. Oh. And they knew him from his, quote, muscular build and his walk. Oh, well, the police were investigating. And then earlier this month, he robbed another bank. Well, between the two robberies, he stole almost $320,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they finally caught him, and he was arrested last week. He's been with the Tulsa Fire Department since 2002, and after the arrest, he was, of course, put on leave. But speaking of firefighters, an excited man calls the fire department and says, "Help me, my house is on fire."
Really?
The fireman says, "Where do you live?" The man replies, "Well, I'm too excited. I can't tell you the exact address." So the fireman asks, "Well, how do you expect us to get there?" The man replies, "Well, what do you mean, how? The big red truck." even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Tuesday morning, Kelly celebrated her birthday over the weekend, so happy birthday, Kelly.
Thanks, Brandon.
How was it?
It was marvelous.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I made my big birthday post, exposed you to so many new people.
Well,
you had extra exposure.
You had to make a post.
No, we're not going to do this.
Why?
Because this is not laid out. This is not formatted for the show today. This is not a piece
okay,
of content.
Okay, we can keep moving on, but I will say, before we move on, you had to make a post.
No, I didn't.
You felt as if.
No, I didn't
Your
have
wife
to.
Probably forced you to make a post because she asked me if you remembered my birthday.
Okay, so here's the deal. Mm-hmm. It was Friday morning. We were doing the birthdays, and Kelly always gets me all of the local birthdays.
Yeah.
And sometimes before Friday, like the weekend birthdays, is busy, and I
right.
don't have time to fully think. Most of the show I do without thinking.
Of course.
And the problem was, is that, Kelly didn't put her name down on Saturday, and I was just reading.
Well, I didn't have to put your name down on April 21st either because I just remembered.
Right, but here's the deal. My birthday was on a work day.
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday was on a weekend, so it doesn't count until next year.
Okay. Well, next year it'll be on Sunday, so you'll get to forget it again.
Well, that's fantastic. Mm. Out of all these years, I've forgotten it more than I've remembered it.
I know.
But let me tell you how my wife saved you over the weekend because I had something for you. And I wanted to bring a gift to your house.
What was it?
She told me I wasn't allowed to do it.
Good. She's hired. What'd you do?
I just had something I thought would be a good birthday gift for you that I thought would get a laugh. And there's nothing I want to get more than have people laugh at stuff I do.
Right.
So I had a gift I was going to bring, but she told me I'm not allowed to do it because it's not funny.
Are you going to tell me what it is, though?
She doesn't think it's funny. She thought it might hurt your feelings on your birthday.
What is, you're going to have to tell me now. I'll let you know now if it would have hurt my feelings. Oh gosh, I can tell on your face it's going to hurt my feelings. What
I'm
were you going to do?
But it would have been so funny. And really, you know who would have thought it was the most funny? Your husband.
Right. That's why you would have done it.
He would have died. All right. I thought about bringing you a gift of an alarm clock.
Oh, wow.
Because you have a tendency to oversleep.
It's not a tendency. It just has happened before. And
Kelly.
That would have been mean.
I've done this for almost 20 years
I've
never done that.
I would have cried.
No, you would not.
I swear I would have.
See, my wife was right.
She was right. She did the right thing.
But how funny would that be if you open up this box?
You and my husband could have gone in another room and laughed all about it. And Leslie could have consoled me.
Oh my gosh! But it would have been so funny. As a matter of fact, I had a song set as the alarm tone.
Okay.
Oh, that's not it, son of a gun! Son of a gun! That is not it.
I can't stand you.
It was actually this. No, it wasn't this one. No.
Okay. You think you are so funny,
Alexa? Stop.
There's not none of the Lexus in here.
What did you just say?
I don't know. I said Alexis twice.
Alexis. No wonder yours doesn't talk back. You don't even know its freaking name.
I ain't as good as I once
Come
was.
Come on.
I got a few years
These are all yours.
Now.
That's not true.
But there was a time back in my prime.
Way back.
When I could really lay it down. And if you need
As Kelly would say, Alexis, stop. Alexis,
I can't
stop.
Stand you.
Alexa, play one more song for Kelly's birthday mm-hmm. weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's my party.
This is more like it. Exactly.
No, you should thank me because I brought so much attention to your birthday.
Thank you.
With my social media.
So much.
So thank me right now publicly.
Thank you, Brandon Baxter, publicly.
And happy birthday, Kelly, from this past weekend. I'm sorry, I forgot it on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And the alarm clock, I swear, would have been so funny to everybody but you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, May 26th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Danita Martin Morley.
Happy birthday.
Of Farragut, who celebrates today. Ashley Wallazonia of Jonesboro has a birthday. Eric Stauffer from Jonesboro. Vince Perrin of Truman. Tiffany Drennan is celebrating. Kelsey Conway. Lacey Harlan is 29. Chase Harvey of Fayetteville, 22 today. Blake Mitchell of DeWitt celebrates, and Tanya West from Stuttgart celebrates as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Brandi Cyrus is 33. That's Miley's older sister that we haven't heard a lot about. Isaac Slade is 39. That's the lead singer of The Fray.
I remember this one. Was it ER, I think? Was it? Isaac Slade from The Fray, 39.
Matt Stone is 49. That's the co-creator of South Park. Lenny Kravitz is 56 today.
How about Lenny Kravitz?
Are you gonna go my way? And I got to know.
That's a good one. This is a good Lenny Kravitz song. He also did his version of American Woman. Lenny Kravitz, 56 today.
Philip Michael Thomas is 71. That was Tubbs on Miami Vice. And let's see, Stevie Nicks is 72 today. And Hank Williams is 71.
Back to Stevie Nicks.
You can go your own way.
We got to do some Stevie Nicks. Name the band.
Fleetwood Mac.
Hey! You got nervous. I can see it. Fleetwood Mac.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Go ahead and say it. Who do you think of every time?
Bill Clinton.
Yep.
All
right, I want you to read the name of this song right here. And the final birthday today is going to be a reason to celebrate.
Hank Williams Jr. is 71 today.
All right.
Money to burn and the girls are pretty. It didn't take me long to learn it. I was
born to boogie. Come on, Hank. Hank Jr., 71.
When I was 18, I went to Hollywood. I met Elvis in Maryland and Johnny B. Good. Got me guitar pain and that's the California sun. The red Cadillac having too much fun.
Hank Williams Jr., 71 today. See if you know this one right here.
If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to give me friction, I say, leave me alone, I'm singing all night long.
It's a family tradition.
Everybody, here we go. Just kidding. Y'all bust out your fiddles right now. I don't know. Hank Jr.'s birthday. Right?
You were so ready to sing it.
Well, I thought we had it right. See if you know this one.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
Do you know this one? A country boy can survive.
The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Yeah. Hank Williams Jr.
Do you wanna rain?
Okay.
Hey, do you wanna party?
Let's party.
Hey, honey, this is old Hank.
Old Hank.
Ready to get the thing started. We cooked a pig in the ground, got some beer on ice. And all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Hank Williams Jr., 71. Happy birthday, Hank Jr.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Welcome to Tuesday, no longer Monday. It is Tuesday, I guess.
Just reminding you.
Yeah, remind me too. You know what I'm saying? Because I really believe that the day after a holiday should be a holiday.
Yeah, we've said that for years.
But like, this is one we're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Just let me start back on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll put that in my new contract.
I'm going to
get a new contract. Mm-hmm. That I have a day off after every holiday. It's a recovery holiday.
Wow.
So there you go.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so some, well, not great news for country music fans. Over the weekend, one of country's hottest new stars was arrested outside of Kid Rock's honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse in Nashville.
Uh-oh.
And the star was Morgan Wallen. Who you know from this song.
Chasing you like a side of whiskey. Burning, going down.
It must have been burning, going down on Saturday night.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Cause I don't wanna see the truth.
So the story is he and some buddies were out at Kid Rock's place. And I guess they were confronted because some glass had been broken. They kind of kicked it around a little bit. He says they were roughhousing. Then they were taken out of the place. They weren't real happy that they were removed when they were all kind of hanging out. And maybe there was some mouthing going on and people were mouthing as they walked by. Mm. So they were mouthing back and it ends up with Morgan Wallen being arrested on Saturday night. He has since come back out to say and apologize on his Twitter account. He says he and his friends were horseplaying with each other. They didn't mean any harm. He apologized to the club staff and the authorities for helping them get wherever they got saved. Hmm. So, anyway, Morgan Wallen arrested over the weekend in Nashville.
Carrie Underwood and husband Mike Fisher volunteered to open up about their faith, love, family, marriage, and friendship. So there's going to be a new four-part short film called Mike and Carrie, God and Country. They did an interview for this nonprofit called I Am Second, which is a nonprofit that features athletes and entertainers who have found hope through faith. Well, she goes on to say that she wanted to share some of their personal journey, hoping that others would be inspired. So here's a clip, Mike and Carrie, God and Country.
I always swore I would never marry a hunter as a child. Never, not a million years.
When we're dating, it's like, it'll be fine. And then you're doing the same. And then all of a sudden we get married and it's like, whoa, here we go.
We just differ drastically.
I always wanted, you know, lots of kids.
I was never good with other people's kids. Why would I be good with one of my own?
I went with Isaiah after he'd just been born and I was just emotional as could be.
I was like, oh my gosh. I'm in love.
She's like, I lost the baby. And I was like, again? You have all these mountaintops, but we hadn't had a ton of valleys like this.
I just had an honest conversation with God. I was hurt, and I told him how I felt.
We have the video up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog, and the four-part series starts tomorrow night.
Also on the blog today is a brand new music video from Brett Eldridge. If you want to go check it out, it's for a song that's called Good Day. And it starts with Brett walking the empty streets, obviously pandemics and quarantine, all that. And it ends up with words of hope all across the city of Nashville. Again, the song is called Good Day. It's by Brett Eldridge. And here's what it sounds like.
Life is a song that I'm still learning.
It's all about trying to bring hope that, hey, things will get better and it's going to be a good day. You can check out that full video. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog if you want to go check it out this morning. We appreciate you getting your day started with us. That's your country music news powered by Orville's Men's Store. You can see what your wardrobe is missing and shop them online right now at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So, Missouri, you made headlines. Shout out to those of you in Missouri who are listening this morning because you're making headlines around the country and around the world because of the party at Lake of the Ozarks. And it was a heck of a party.
It sure was.
And if this was last year, I would have been jealous that I wasn't there.
Really?
Is my wife awake? I mean, I would have hated to be there. That's what I meant to say. But the truth is in the middle of a pandemic, there were a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. And the pool party seemed like people were not social distancing.
Well, the thing was, in the pool, forget the whole COVID-19 social distancing thing. They were basically, I wouldn't have liked that if none of this would have happened.
Why?
They're way too close. Like, I would have been claustrophobic.
Too many bodies?
Yes. Like, that had to have been some kind of hazard. Forget the whole virus. Forget it. That had to have been some kind of hazard. Like, no one can see if someone's drowning. What if someone's drowning? I mean...
Nana Perry in the house? But the story is...
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Is it... Okay, so it looks like it was probably a lot of fun. In the middle of a pandemic, maybe not the best idea, but... You know, it is what it is. Now, these people went out there on their own. They all had the choice to leave when other people were around. They probably went out in larger friend groups and thought to themselves, hey, I'm here with my buddies. None of these guys have COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Right? But when you look at the photos and the videos, it's like, golly, there are just so many people. So here's what's happened. The Missouri officials have come out to condemn anybody who was there, saying, hey, you have a responsibility and you were irresponsible in this situation. I think that would probably have to stand for the area in which they were hanging out too.
Maybe
they weren't trying to control that as well as they should. There's also people from other parts of the state of Missouri who are mad, saying that, hey, now you people who went down there to party have partied around all these people, and now you're coming back to places like St. Louis and Kansas City.
Yeah.
And you've been partying with all these people you don't know. Now you have the chance to bring this pandemic back here.
Mm.
And they're telling people who were there... At this point, they're recommending that anybody who was there self-quarantine for 14 days, just in case.
How many of those people do you think will actually do that?
1%. Mm-hmm. 99% won't. If you haven't seen it, there's photos and videos. We've shared those on our social media here the last few minutes. And the question is, to you, when you see the situation, is this like, wow, that is a dream situation? Or is it a nightmare?
We want to hear from you. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right. So the question is out there today. If you've seen the Lake of the Ozarks and you've seen, I would say hundreds, if not 1,000 people partying.
It looks like MTV Spring Break.
Yeah. Okay. Good visual. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're out there in their bathing suits, bikinis, and no telling what else. And they're all close together and they're getting ready to get on the boats and go out there and do their stuff, right? I get the idea if you're on your boat and you have your spot and it's you and your buds, that's one thing. But like these people are hanging out in the community pool, it looks like, right? Is that a community pool?
Yes.
So our question is, when you see this and you see Missouri health officials coming out to say, hey, this is a bad idea, are you thinking when you see this, oh my gosh, that looks like a dream situation. That would be so much fun. Or are you thinking, oh my gosh, this is a public health nightmare? What goes through your mind when you're seeing this? It's up on our social media, and what are people saying so far?
Several have chimed in. Wanda says, only in my opinion, anyone who gathers in this large of a group is asking for trouble, so it is a total nightmare as far as I would say.
Gotcha.
Andy says, depending on if this picture is from now or last year, quote, or in parentheses, Florida opening pictures, is the real question. The media has a tendency to fudge the truth to push a story.
So, no, I mean, I think sometimes it happens. This, I do believe... from the tweet that went out this weekend from a news reporter there is more than likely, you know, according to everything we've been led to believe, is a photo from this past weekend or videos from this past weekend. And I have seen other stuff on social media of people who might have been there and hanging out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it like, ooh.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Like 1 year ago, this is a dream situation. Is it a dream situation this year or is it a nightmare? It's up on our social media this morning.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Tuesday morning, May the 26th of 2020. May the 26th be with you.
Just a few more days, guys. Hang in there.
Oh, my gosh. How do you feel at this point? We've been on the radio for hours at this point. How do you feel?
I feel like we've been here since 3 this morning.
Wait a minute. Is that bad? I think we're having fun, but I'm not sure if I'll remember this tomorrow.
Oh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Like of the Ozarks. Let's try that again. Can we try that again?
You made fun of me earlier for saying Alexis. I think I said, Alexis or something like that.
Alexis, you played this song.
And you made fun of me, so that's what you get.
Or how my mother would say, Alexa, what's the temperature going to be today? Thank you. She was very polite to me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Siri, thank you. Okay, so Lake of the Ozarks. We'll try that again. Lake of the Ozarks, big party weekend. People out there on the boats and people out there in what looks to be a public pool.
Jason Bateman was not there, everyone that watches Ozarks.
Not there, but there were a bunch of people there. I think some people we know as well. We ain't saying names. We ain't calling you out, but you've been told to self-quarantine. The state's telling you to quarantine when you get back. Okay, so the question is this a dream situation? Oh my gosh, it's a dream. It's a party. It's boats and bikinis and bathing suits and beer and all that stuff. Or is this a complete 100% nightmare?
So several people on Facebook have been commenting. And you want me to give you some of those?
Nope, I think you just let me know that.
So Carla says, nightmare. Love others and your own family. Do the right thing.
Okay.
Wendy says, absolute nightmare. That's society at its finest being selfish.
Yeah. So that's up there on social media if you want to go and let us know what you think. It's up this morning. Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram. It's also on the other Facebook page as well.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
I mentioned that I kind of know some people who I think have been to this party or been out to a lot of parties. And I'll just say that Memorial Day weekend made me feel fat. Because, like, okay, the people who post the pictures on the boat typically are in really good shape. You got guys like me who are, like, just trying to, you know, have a different angle. But these full body shots of these people who are ripped and jacked after a pandemic, what have you been doing? You have not enjoyed this at all.
No, not at all.
Like, you haven't indulged at all. I saw some people who were absolutely ripped. And I'm like, wait a minute. How are you in such good shape right now?
I know.
Made me feel fat. And then it's also weird to see your friends in bathing suits all the time. Like, I have a policy that I do not like bathing suit pics of friends.
Yes, you do. You had no problem liking Carrie Underwood's bikini shot.
That was a workout one.
No.
It was. She was working out.
She was in a bikini. She was in a bikini.
Well, but it's Carrie Underwood, and there's different rules when you're famous.
Oh, so your policy, there's different rules if you're famous.
There's different, it's like part A in the policy, part B in the policy.
Let me see the policy.
Well, I have it put away. It's at home right now. But the policy says I can like
Leslie,
bikini
get
pictures.
Out the
policy. Nope, she doesn't know where it is either. I can like bikini pictures if you're famous. If you're not famous, it's very much a situation that could cause problems. So I probably, even if I like you, I probably will not like that picture for fear that there might be retribution.
Nice word.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
You're
a
wife.
I don't know anything
about
what you're
saying. You are a liar as well. You 100% would do the same thing. I ain't letting my wife go, oh, so you like so-and-so's bikini? Accidental double click. Didn't mean to do it. It's an accident.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Lake of the Ozarks, more responses. What do you think about the big party? What do you think about people not social distancing? Is this a dream situation? Which, I mean, I get it. Or is it a nightmare situation? Which I kind of understand those of you who feel like that too. I hate to be kind of in the middle, but like if this wasn't a pandemic, this to me is like a dream.
And to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, claustrophobic.
But in the middle of a pandemic, is this a dream situation or a nightmare situation. It's up on our social media today.
There were several commenting about, you know, are the pictures true? Are they real? Whatever. Well, Bucky says, this is real. I have some family that lives there, and they said every bar was just like this.
Yeah. Well, and we heard from somebody this morning who was there who says, no, this isn't last year's photos and videos. This is this year. This is 2020.
So. Yeah. And then Andy says, considering sunlight kills this virus, it's not as devastating as it looks. Personally, standing elbow to elbow at a swimming hole is nasty in any scenario.
I get that.
So I get it. Yeah.
Lots of different responses. And you can respond on the KFIN Facebook page today.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Lake of the Ozarks is a big topic. It's not just a topic here. It's a topic all across the country because thousands of people go to the Lake of the Ozarks and party together. And it looks like, I don't know, it's Panama City Beach on spring break, but it's during a pandemic and the Missouri state officials are upset about it. And they're telling anybody who was there to self-quarantine. Like, it's a big deal.
But there's also people like me. Forget this COVID thing ever happened. It looks like if I was there, I'd be like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. I'm claustrophobic. There were so many people here.
I think
there.
I'd love it.
Really?
I do think I would love it. Because I've never really had the chance to do a lot of stuff like that because nobody's ever invited me to do stuff like that. So if I were invited, I think I would go there and have a lot of fun. And I think I would be the life of the party. And I think you know that, you know, when we've had family gatherings, there's a life of the party at a family gathering. It's me. So what are people saying on social?
Okay, so Artie Skelton says, everyone is tired of being told what they should and should not do. People will make their own choices regardless of the risks involved. However, if you don't want to risk it, stay home. I don't think less of anyone who decides to move around freely.
Yep, I get it.
Scott says, stupid as heck, but they should know better. What's sad is they know better. They just don't care.
Yeah.
And then Joy says, it's just me, but that's kind of silly.
Yeah. But I get the whole idea that people are like, hey, you're not going to tell us what to do. We want to go out. And some people don't take the whole pandemic that seriously. They just don't. They believe it's kind of contrived and been built up by politics and the media.
And Sabrina says, good for them. Time to take our freedom back, not living in fear. If you are afraid, stay home.
All right. So if you haven't seen the videos yet or the pictures, Facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio is one spot to go.
Or Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you love ice cream, as Kelly said a few minutes ago, you're saying?
You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream.
Love it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. And the deal is there's a way that we can all make our ice cream taste better. And it's really simple, some simple tricks. If you have ice cream at home, maybe you want to have some for lunch today. Maybe it's your dinner tonight. They say that what you should do, these are 7 steps. Number 1, take your ice cream out of the freezer and let it defrost for about 15 minutes. Who does that?
Gosh.
But they say what happens is when it's too cold, the aroma molecules don't release from the ice cream, which affects the taste. So if it comes directly out of the freezer and sits out, more than likely it kind of softens up just a little bit. They say don't take too big of a bite because basically it kind of goes all over the place in your mouth and you can't really enjoy the flavor of it. They say what you want to do is take about a half a teaspoon per bite because that way it's able to be enjoyed by all of your palate. They say place the spoon upside down in your mouth, which I never do that. I'll do that with peanut butter if I'm trying to clean off the peanut butter. But with ice cream, typically it's the other way. They say put the spoon in your mouth upside down so the ice cream lands directly on your tongue first, not the roof of your mouth. They say roll the ice cream around in your mouth and pay attention to the smooth and creamy texture.
I feel like we're talking about wine.
And it's going to taste better.
Okay.
Isn't it all weird though?
Yeah.
They say breathe in through your mouth while the ice cream is in there. Because the air passing through allows more of the ice cream to hit your taste buds.
I was trying to do that. I don't think I can do that.
They also say that they don't want you to swallow too soon. That the key time here is 12 seconds in your mouth before you swallow. And then repeat with each bite to build it up. And that's where you get the full ice cream taste profile in your mouth. So just some advice there. If you like ice cream, like I love it. It's probably my favorite dessert.
So lay out an extra hour to eat your ice cream.
Yes, that too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I was just told a second ago that not only was Lake of the Ozarks crazy, and we've seen photos and videos of that, but also the river was crazy too.
Yeah.
So if you've seen this stuff out there, it's people who are tired of being quarantined, Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial kickoff of summer. They wanted to get out. They wanted to put on their bathing suits and their bikinis and have their beer and their sunglasses and all that and have a good time. They weren't worried about the pandemic. We're told it wasn't just Lake of the Ozarks and different places. Like, you know, you saw beaches in California and places like that, beaches in Florida. But it was also at the river up near Hardy too, I guess. So we want to know what you think about it. Is it a dream situation or is it a nightmare? It's up on my Facebook page this morning if you want to check it out. Facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Lake of the Ozarks, more responses. What do you think about the big party? What do you think about people not social distancing? Is this a dream situation? Which, I mean, I get it. Or is it a nightmare situation? Which I kind of understand those of you who feel like that too. I hate to be kind of in the middle, but like if this wasn't a pandemic, this to me is like a dream.
And to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, claustrophobic.
But in the middle of a pandemic, is this a dream situation or a nightmare situation? It's up on our social media today.
There were several commenting about, you know, are the pictures true? Are they real? Whatever. Well, Bucky says, this is real. I have some family that lives there, and they said every bar was just like this.
Yeah. Well, and we heard from somebody this morning who was there who says, no, this isn't last year's photos and videos. This is this year. This is 2020.
So. Yeah. And then Andy says, considering sunlight kills this virus, it's not as devastating as it looks. Personally, standing elbow to elbow at a swimming hole is nasty in any scenario.
I get that. So
I get it. Yeah.
Lots of different responses. And you can respond on the KFIN Facebook page today.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you go back to today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can hear all of the discussion about Lake of the Ozarks. Is it a dream situation? Which some people might think it is. Tons of people in bathing suits, bikinis, and beer and sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
Or it could be, okay, nightmare because COVID-19. We discuss that. We talk about what government officials in Missouri are thinking about all of this. And then we were also told that the same situations were happening at rivers across the state. So there you go. We also teach you the best way to eat ice cream. So we have that. We also talk about why we feel insecure based on Instagram these days.
We talk about Brandon liking bikini pictures.
Yeah, and also I give an idea that was shot down because I had an idea for what I thought was Kelly's perfect birthday gift that would have had everybody laughing. But my wife told me it was inappropriate. That's on the podcast today as well. The Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
The 15th season premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
Sweet.
The Diane Sawyer special, Our New Reality, is on ABC tonight. The 4th season premiere of World of Dance and the series premiere of Genetic Detective.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.